The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Monday. Come on, smile. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. It is the 12th of February, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, as we all know, the Olympics is underway, the Winter Olympics, that is. And, of course, with a mass gathering of people, there's bound to be cyber attacks. And it happened. Yes, it's now been confirmed by Olympic officials that cyber attack did take place during the event's opening ceremonies. Now, the organizers said that television and internet access, that's what was affected. It didn't compromise any critical part of their operations. I kind of think internet's kind of one of your critical parts of getting things together. I'm just saying. Now, live, you probably heard this before, and it was just rumors and thought, no way this happened. But the internet access Wi-Fi was all shut down during Friday's game opening ceremonies. Even the game's website went down. Of course, the issues have now been resolved. But the Olympic Committee also said they would not be revealing what the source of the attack was. Or, shall we say, who. Probably still under investigation, one might say. Though, North Korea is there, right? Right? Yeah, okay. Windows 10 users will be happy to hear this. You're finally going to get effortless Bluetooth pairing for your devices. That's kind of nice, because sometimes it takes forever to get anything to connect via Bluetooth to Windows. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait till the next major update for us to really take advantage of this. However, though, if you're a Windows 10 tester, you can try the quicker and more convenient Bluetooth pairing right now. That's in the Windows 10 build 17.0.93, which, by the way, you might remember that was released earlier just last week. Instagram, of course, those Instagram disappearing stories, which in a lot of cases they don't disappear, do they? Especially when somebody takes a screenshot. Well, Instagram might actually be letting you know somebody just does that. Currently, they're testing a feature that will show users when someone actually takes a screenshot of their story. Apparently, users that are included in the test, and we don't know if they've opted in or they just say, hey, you know, we're just going to add you. Actually, a little thing will come up that says screenshot in stories. Next time you take a screenshot or screen recording, the person who posted the story will be able to know. Nice for the user to know that, but at the end of the day, does it really matter? It's not like they can do anything about it. And once again, goes back to the old fact that once it's posted online, it's there forever. Regardless if you say it is or your friend that took the screenshot. And finally, well, the HomePod is out there, isn't it? Some people love it. Some people say, what the hell is Apple thinking? Though most can agree on, the sound quality is pretty good. One thing you better not do, however, though, with your new HomePod, don't break it. Why? Well, according to Apple now and its support pages, once your HomePod is out of warranty, it's going to cost about $279 to repair the thing. That doesn't include shipping, by the way, either. That's going to cost you another $20, at least in the U.S. So you're looking at about $299. Yes, apparently, since the thing is so meticulous, and the teardown apparently will be so stressful for whoever's working on it, that's how much it's going to cost to repair it. Kind of insane, isn't it? Well, you can spend about $54 and just get a new one. Talk about disposable technology. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for podcasts, blog, and reviews. It's all over there, and it's all powered by the folks over there at uk2.net. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, up on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and, of course, our BTN community. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a good Monday, all right? And thank you very much, as always, for listening.